Welcome to the Lean Health Tech Podcast, where industry professionals discuss trends and topics where efficiency, healthcare, and technology meet. My name is Taryn Shipley, and I'm your host. Today's guest is Cameron Andrews. Thanks for joining us, Cameron.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Sirona Medical.
We started Sirona about 6 years ago to rebuild from the ground up the entire medical imaging IT stack. So that's PACS and Viewer and Reporter, really all the software that radiologists use in order to practice as one consolidated cloud-native platform. And that allows AI to do things to help improve both the quality of life and efficiency of physicians, as well as the quality of the work product radiology is able to produce in a really material way that wasn't possible before that re-architecture. So we build all the software radiologists use to practice in a way that allows AI to transform radiology.
So does it integrate pretty smoothly with existing electronic medical records?
Yeah, so one of the things that's unique about radiology IT generally is that it sort of lives from an IT perspective on its own little island. It's the only multi-billion dollar clinical software budget in healthcare that is separate from the EMR. However, as you noted, at least implicitly in your question, like radiology's value to downstream healthcare is conveyed by way of the value that it passes back to the EMR. So radiology IT, the PACS and the reporting system and worklist and view, all these different sort of pieces of software live separately from the EMR today. But before Sirona and in a pre-Sirona world, just simply pass back unstructured radiology reports in the form of an HL7 message back to the EMR. So that's a very well standard and simple integration point. So yes, it does. But what's really exciting and what we're, believe the future is going to require is that radiology is able to pass back into the EMR, not just simply that sort of two-dimensional text, but a much richer multimedia product back into the EMR. And the simplest way to go about doing that is to embed all of that additional information and multimedia content in the same way that we all share content digitally today, which is in a URL. And so Sirona, by virtue of being cloud native, allows for exactly the way radiology operates today to continue to be true, sending that report back to the EMR in the very simple standardized way in which that happens today, but also sets the technological foundation for the ability for radiology to pass back a whole lot more complex and valuable product to downstream clinicians by way of putting effectively the entire radiology work product into a URL, because Sirona is basically, at its basis, is just a website through which radiologists can practice medicine and others can access the data that radiologists produce as a result.
So for a non-technological person, how do you explain? Let's just walk through the clinical workflow. What does that look like? Is it any different from what folks are doing today?
Yeah, well let's start with from the radiologist's perspective and then we can talk about downstream clinicians. So from a radiologist's perspective, today, independent of Sirona, a radiologist would sit down at their computer. They'd log in and they'd use a viewer to look at images. They'd use a speech-to-text reporting system in order to create reports. Underneath that viewer is a PAC system where all the images are stored. They select cases on a worklist, which may be part of the EMR or a RIS system or a PAC system. The worklist can kind of belong to any one of those different components. And then all of that lives on top of infrastructure that IT teams have to manage that's on-prem, but in a way that may be invisible to the radiologist, except for when it doesn't work. The bigger issue for radiologists is that most private practice physicians don't just read off of one of those IT stacks, like one patchwork quilt of all those things. They'll read off of multiple in the same day. And so that may mean that they're literally swivel chairing between multiple discrete computers in order to be able to do their job. That fragmentation not just slows physicians down, but it makes implementing new and exciting tools like AI broadly extraordinarily difficult and functionally impossible for many of the most valuable potential use cases that algorithmically AI is possible of today, is capable of doing today. And so in short, what Sirona has built is all that same stuff. So in that way, it's not different. A radiologist would sit down at their computer, they'd log into Sirona, and they'd see a viewer, which we've built, and they'd see a reporting system, which we've built, all under on top of a PAC system, which we've built, and a worklist, which we've built. All are the first cloud native of each of those categories in the history of the space, and we've built them all into one unified platform. But the way in which it's different is then they don't have to swivel chair between three or four different computers, because we ingest all the data from all the different PAC systems that a radiology practice may have to read for. And then it's different in so much as what we can build from an intelligence perspective is functionality that lives at the intersection of what previously were fragmented pieces of software. So you can say into your dictaphone, which would historically have been the separate reporting software, you can say something like, if this patient had a lung nodule in a prior chest CT, can you hang the most recent chest CT that mentions lung nodules? And our system is able to understand what the clinician means and then go about hanging those images in the viewer as just one example of how that connectedness between the different pieces is really important. So it is the same in so much as radiologists log in and do their job and they log out and go home. And it is different in so much as we're able to build tools that help them to do their job more efficiently on the front end, and then more effectively in so much as what they're able to pass back to referring physicians becomes more valuable over time. That's a future direction for us. We've been focused on the radiologist experience today, but we're really excited for what radiomics and other AI products that focus more on helping radiologists improve their clinical decision-making and recommendations to downstream care, what that will look like for the future of medicine. And maybe I can talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah, so you mentioned you can verbally say, show me, if a patient had a recent lung nodule or a historical lung nodule, show me the most recent scan. It sounds like AI can absolutely detect and kind of clinically diagnose. What are your feelings towards using AI for clinical diagnoses? And what would you say to providers that kind of are pushing back saying, we don't trust AI?
I think that that pushback is entirely reasonable, and I think it's right. Technology is funny in so much as it gives people the opportunity to say, well, we are different from everyone else. And I think medicine by nature is correct to say that in so many ways. There really aren't many industries for which the stakes are higher than they are in medicine, and really no point in the medical process that has a higher degree of leverage over the entire healthcare ecosystem than radiology does. I mean, radiology touches 80% of all episodes of care. And if AI is going to make them faster while not making them better, then it cannot exist. And I think that in a broader sense, there is this concept, or has been for about a half decade or more, that AI is going to replace, or really its principal job is going to be to replace individual, very narrow and important clinical decisions that radiologists make. Detect a lung nodule, do this, do that. And those things may be valuable in a vacuum, but we have an entirely different view of what AI is going to mean for radiology. And it looks a lot more like the development of the self-driving car that we've seen over the last decade than it does automated diagnosis. Very simply put, whether or not cars will ever be able to drive themselves says nothing of how much better everyone's life is for having things like autopilot, sure, but even just sort of dynamic cruise control in a car, even silly, sort of simpler and less intelligent functionality than what's being described as broader full self-driving. I mean, you're less tired at the end of a drive when you can click a button and you don't have to worry about the car accelerating or decelerating. And all you have to do is keep your eyes, hands on the wheel and keep the car going straight. There is an assistive, partial way between where we are today and full automated diagnosis, which we believe is decades away, that will allow radiologists to be extremely efficient relative to what they are now and decrease the cognitive burden on them by a really dramatic extent. That is what large language models and the AI renaissance that we're seeing right now really enables. And it's what we started building Serona 5 years in order to power, which is, if you can say into a dictaphone, did this patient have lung nodules? And then the AI is able to look at prior reports to determine if they did. And then the AI can take action, where that action isn't diagnosing anybody, but is instead just hanging images. This is the kind of stuff that if a radiologist had their 13-year-old nephew or niece come in and work with them for a day, that you could train a 13-year-old person with no medical training to be able to do in a very short period of time. We think that's the right threshold for what AI can do for radiology in the short term. If you could train a teenage kid to help support you in doing that thing in clinical practice, and you could trust them to do it, then AI should be able to do it for you. And as it turns out in radiology, there are maybe 50% of the time that radiologists spend could be materially, seconds in a day could be saved by AI that's brought in assistive like that. So the argument over what is self-driving going to mean for the future of transportation is no different than the argument about what is automated diagnosis going to mean for the future of radiology. Maybe it comes, maybe it doesn't, but it's probably many, many years in the future. And radiologists today need the kind of cognitive reduction in the cognitive burden and alleviation of the massive workflow burden that they have. And AI can offer that to the space today in a way that physicians should be able to trust. but no more or no less than one would trust a teenage assistant, as it were.
That is a phenomenal metaphor, the teenage assistant. And I can appreciate the reduction of the cognitive workload for providers. I know burnout is a huge issue right now, but let's pivot and talk towards the revenue perspective. What is the justification revenue-wise for purchasing or investing in Sirona?
Two things. Number one, we replace your existing radiology IT budget and save you money. So that's number one. And number two, in addition to that, by helping make clinicians more efficient, we help radiology practices to be more profitable. So radiology is a much, it is a deeply competitive industry, but it is a lot simpler of a medical practice from a business perspective than perhaps most other parts of medicine. Somebody gets paid for taking the image and somebody gets paid for reading it. The people who today are getting paid for taking images, I mean, that the technical piece of radiology is 35% of all hospital profit. On the flip side, those who are getting paid for the reading piece, the professional side of the radiology industry, is almost completely underwater. Reimbursement continues to get slashed year after year. Case volume continues to go up 3 to 5% year on year every year. And there isn't going to be any more radiology. There aren't going to be any more radiologists. In fact, they're going to be 10% less a decade from now than there are today. And so when you put all of these factors together, really the ability to make the radiologist more efficient is not just a matter of profitability or an amplification of the profitability of private practice, but it is a matter of necessity for the survival of many or most teleradiology practices in the country over the next 2 to 3 years. And without the efficiency benefits that AI can offer, it's unclear how physicians are going to keep up, not just to keep up in a way that allows the practices to survive, but how we're going to make radiology a specialty that people want to be in, a profession that people want to be in for 40 years. And that's a really, really important thing that today there doesn't appear to be, outside of AI, any material way of addressing. So when you put this together, then the two reasons to buy Sirona are, number one, because we give you the best modern workflow possible. Today, it's the best for small independent private practice groups with our Unify package, which is all the software bundled together. And it's the best way for large hospitals and health systems and large practices to begin the process of modernizing with our Simplify subscription package, which bundles together standalone reporting and business continuity in an AI platform, point of cost savings to help people get introduced to modern technology, a modern technology stack. From a high level perspective, that the reason to buy the platform is because A, we help to save people, we help to replace their existing IT budgets. And then two, because that efficiency amplification on the professional side is the entire basis of profit or loss for private practices today. And we are built in a way that allows AI to amplify their efficiency in a way we would argue is necessary for the survival of the specialty.
Where is Sirona going in the future?
We are today, tomorrow, and forever a business that is singularly focused on serving radiologists first and the entire operational system that helps, that is around them to help them practice radiology. So our mission as a company is to accelerate the transition to AI-powered healthcare because we believe that that's what's necessary for medicine to be a profession that people should want to be in over the course of the next 10 to 20 years. And because we believe that it is the clearest and most obvious toolkit to amplify the value of medical care in this country without amplifying cost, which are almost always positively correlated. And so to that end, AI can make radiologists dramatically more efficient. It can make the lives of radiologists dramatically better, and it can make the life of patients, broadly speaking, or the quality of patient care dramatically better than it is today. But in order for that to happen, we had to re-architect the underlying software systems that allow radiology to practice. In other words, if we wanted to build the electric car for radiology, then we had to rebuild the entire, we had to reinvent the wheel to build the AI-powered workflow that the future of radiology demands. And so where Sirona is going on a three-year basis, we're going to help amplify the efficiency of clinical practice dramatically using the most powerful computational toolkit in a generation, which is modern broad AI. And then within 5 years, we're going to help third-party AI businesses, principally radiomics, radiogenomic, multiple, sort of the multi-omic AI approach, dramatically renovate the radiology work product in the same way that once advanced imaging and that once digitization did to the radiology product. We believe AI is going to bring in, the fourth generation of the radiology product. First was 2D radiographs and then 3D imaging and then digitization and now AI-powered diagnostic care. And so on with it, over the course of the next 2 to 3 years, we're focused on making practices and radiologists generally more efficient. And within 5 years, we're focused on helping to cultivate an ecosystem of third-party AI functionalities that do things that AI today cannot do in the clinic, even though it has been repeatedly demonstrated in the lab to be able to dramatically improve the quality of care for everything from, you know, cancer to all of the 80% of hospital and health system visits that radiology touches. So amplify the efficiency of radiology to then amplify the impact of radiology downstream.
Are there any other major points that you'd like to share, either specifically about Sirona or just AI in healthcare in general?
Anytime a new transformational technology is introduced into a market, people overwhelmingly believe that it is going to have the transformational impact that it promises to on top of the status quo infrastructure that exists in the world today. This is no different from self-driving cars, when people believed that we could just add sensors to the sides of things and that that was going to yield a self-driving autonomous vehicle within a short period of time. It's no different than pretty much any single technological revolution in the history of technology. We believe it is, when it becomes obvious what new technology can do, we believe that it will deliver that value on top of the way that the world is architected today. And that is almost never true. It almost always requires the invention of something like the iPhone in order for a business model that should have worked 10 years ago in everyone's mind, which would have been, you know, like web vans to deliver groceries online, to actually work. And it's not always obvious why it is a priori that that new platform is necessary and new computational platform is necessary in order for that new technology to have the transformational impact that it promises. Here's what people should know about the future of AI in medicine. Healthcare IT has to be re-architected in order for AI to transform healthcare more broadly. That is going to require a decade of re-architecture in imaging first, because radiology tends to be not just where the future of AI happens, but where the software future of medicine happens. It was the first to digitize and so on, but also for the rest of healthcare. And so it's going to require the buy-in of the legacy EMR vendors to begin the process of rebuilding in a way that's going to allow AI to do everything that it's capable of doing. It's going to require hospital and health system IT administrators to begin to engage in partnership with those businesses in order to reimagine, in order to begin to re-architect the underlying EMR and imaging IT systems that have, you know, powered healthcare in this, not just radiology, but across all of medicine for the last 1 to 2 decades. So AI is the technology that demands healthcare IT be re-architected. Healthcare IT must be re-architected in order for AI to have the transformational impact that it promises to. And that process is going to take a heck of a lot longer than the process of building AI to be valuable for the space. There has never been a larger and wider tragic gap between what is possible for patients and for physicians using technology and what is capable of being delivered into the clinic than there is today, thanks to how powerful AI has become in the last 12 months. That is not a pessimistic view of things. In fact, I think it's the most optimistic technology that's been introduced into healthcare in the last 10 to 20 years. And so it is going to be a longer road to transforming all of medicine with AI than I think is currently being discussed. But I actually think the impact of this technology is being undervalued dramatically because we are conditioning what we say AI can do for medicine today on what healthcare IT's underlying infrastructure can allow for AI to do right now. And so I believe that re-architecting IT is what is going to be necessary for AI to have that full transformational impact. And hospitals and health systems and the EMR vendors and all of the stakeholders in the software side of healthcare need to begin that re-architecture process now to expeditiously deliver medicine to the AI-powered future that it so desperately needs but deserves.
Thank you so much for joining us to talk about Sirona and healthcare and AI.
This concludes today's Lean Health Tech podcast. If you're a listener and would like to hear a certain topic covered in future episodes, please let me know by leaving a review or comment. Thanks for joining, and be sure to check out the next episode.